I think we've got Susan on the line. Susan, go ahead.
Yes, I'm a patient.
Hi, Susan.
Vacuum Natural.
Hi.
Yes, and I was just calling to, you know, say that I've really made a lot of progress. I originally came to AccuNatural with thyroid problems. I had been diagnosed with a cyst on my thyroid, had seen an endocrinologist, and they had done a biopsy on me and told me that it wasn't cancerous, but if it had gotten any larger, they were going to have to remove the cyst and possibly my thyroid. So I didn't like those options, so that's originally why I had come to you, because I wanted to search out something, an alternative option.
Were you experiencing, what were the kind of the symptoms that you were experiencing, Susan? That would really help.
I had kind of it felt like a choking feeling in my throat, and I had been feeling kind of getting these cold, like I was running a fever, and I go take my temperature, and it was like below what normal is, and I thought, well, this is really odd. I told them about it, but they didn't seem to worry.
Right.
Were you? Well, this is not right. I, you know, used to experience those things.
Right, and you were experiencing a fever like a cold, and yet it really wasn't a cold.
Yeah, well, it's kind of, you know, how you feel cold when you've got it running a fever. That's how I felt.
Right,
the wave of coldness.
And didn't you have had some other issues too? I remember. Did you have some, I mean, your energy was also an issue?
Oh, yes.
It was a big issue.
Yeah, it seemed like, you know, I'd get my 8-hour sleep, but when I'd wake up, and throughout the day, I'd yawn and feel tired, so.
Right, no matter how much sleep you really got, you still woke up and you were still feeling fatigued.
Right. And that has totally gone away.
And what about, there was something else, too. It's pretty timely for this time of year.
Oh, yeah. I've had allergies my whole life, and so far I've not really had any problem.
Well, but the pollen is out there. Come on, Susan.
Well, I don't know what to say. I'm real happy about it.
Of course. So the bottom line is that you came, and how did you come to me originally? Do you remember? How you became aware?
I was searching out an alternative, and my husband had someone at his work that had gone to you, so that's how I found your name.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, see. It was through someone had already been going to you. So
oh, cool.
Results. And
cool.
So I thought, well, wow.
So you came, you had, I mean, multiple things. The thyroid thing was pretty scary thing.
Oh, yes, that was extremely scary. And when they did the biopsy, I was, you know, waiting for that phone call to tell me if I had cancer, and that was just horrible.
And I remember, that when you first came and I did the evaluation. By the way, was it painful?
The biopsy?
No, the evaluation.
Oh no!
It wasn't painful at all.
No.
But I do remember you weren't completely and totally on board, you know, with the evaluation. I mean, you know, you were open.
Yeah,
but
nothing I'd ever experienced before.
Right.
No, it was very different.
So after the evaluation, I basically designed a nutritional healing program, and you know, you needed to make some dietary changes, and you it took you a little while, but you made them.
Right.
So what result?
Oh, I feel so much better, you know, and the swelling in my neck has gone down. You don't even notice it anymore. I asked my husband, do you notice it? And he says, no, I don't notice it.
Isn't that amazing?
It was evident. You could see it.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's totally amazing. And then, of course, your energy and the fatigue.
Uh-huh.
That was...
You know, and I noticed the other day, I was thinking last week, gee, you know, I bet I could even get less hours of sleep and still feel good.
Wow.
Because I think it's so nice not to have to feel tired and want to sleep in and that not feel good after you hadn't slept in.
And it was all about nutrition, wasn't it?
Right, it was.
All about nutrition and the barriers to healing, and you had some of those. Those are the food sensitivities.
Yes, and I never knew. I thought, oh, I didn't have those. I had no idea I had problems.
Slowly but surely, that thyroid just became, you know, vexed. That's one of my favorite words.
Oh, yeah, and
vexed.
A bonus thing, too, was I lost some weight.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I lost some weight. Not terrific amount, but I know over time, you know, it's going to work out to where I'm going to...
Well, how much did you lose?
Oh, it was probably 10 pounds.
10 pounds. So the side effect of following through with your nutritional healing program was losing weight.
Yeah, and you know, and it's actually made me want to exercise more, to be more active.
Wow.
Than I was before, too.
Wow. Wow. And so, I mean, was there anything that surprised you about this whole process?
Oh, well, it was very simple. One thing. Not complicated. I didn't have to take drugs, which I never was one for taking drugs. I don't even like to take pain medication.
Wow. And it really did change. It changed your life.
And I look forward to just getting better and better and better, and maybe addressing some other issues I might have, like skin issues. You know, as you age, you get
right
spots and things, and hopefully, I can work on maybe diminishing some of those.
Well, you can bet that we will. And you know, I mean, the beautiful thing about this is, you know, we're not treating disease, right? We're basically, all we're doing is enabling the body to do what it was essentially, you know, brought into this world to do.
Uh-huh. You know, that makes sense to me.
Does,
yeah.
And it will function properly if you allow it to function properly. I just think that's fabulous, Susan. I'm indebted to you for sharing your experience with people, because you know what we do is so different. And we could affect so many more people if they were, you know, like you, and were ready to step outside the box, to get something done. So what would you recommend, to your friends, to your family, to your community out there?
Well, if they're having issues, you know, like headaches, whatever, come see you and see if it can't be a benefit to them too.
Thank you so much for calling, Susan. I know that you're getting ready for church. I remember you told me.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to let you get back to that.
Okay.
And really appreciate your calling and sharing your experience with everybody. Thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you so much.